Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus, and feel free. I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. I'd just like to, before we get started here this morning, I'd like to invite you to call me if you like. I always appreciate when, someone calls and shares a concern, a blessing, or whatever it may be. Whatever you have on your mind, feel free to give me a call. And then the number is 717-656-9576. Also, I would like to invite you to come to the Saturday morning Bible study. We do have Saturday morning Bible studies each week. And to join us live on a Saturday morning Bible study at 7:30 each Saturday morning, dial 218-862-1300. Again, the dial-in number is 218-862-1300 with an ID number of 525-819. 525-819. And you could also listen to it, listen to a recording, but we'd certainly appreciate if you could come on a Saturday morning and join us live. But the recording is at 641-715-3800, and the ID number is 42517. So feel free to come join us there and share with us. So this morning, as you know, or I hope you know, we were looking at commitment this week. And I did find, let's start with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, blessed be the name of Jesus. We do thank you this morning that you are a God of love. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you know our hearts and you look at our hearts and you know us from one end to the other and you know exactly what our level of commitment is. You know exactly what our level of faith is. And Father, this morning as we open your word, as we look at Jacob in the Old Testament, and we see his commitment there to the Lord. And I just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would show me what needs to be brought out this morning. And I commit, this session this morning, this day, into your hand. And I trust, dear God, that you will have your way. So, Father, we ask these favors and blessings in the name of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Commitment. Like I said, we've been looking at commitment this week and different Bible characters of their commitment to God. Mainly I'm looking at the fact of where the commitment started, and then also some examples of how that commitment was followed through, and of course the blessings that followed. I believe there's always, if we make a commitment to something positive, it will bring positive results and positive blessings. And so here, Jacob, let's go to Genesis chapter 28, verse 20. Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in this day that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God." Now, this is I didn't think about this before, but this says it's a vow. And maybe commitment and a vow, you know, would be very similar, possibly in at times even the same thing. So how about commitment and faith? I know that many times, as far as Christianity is concerned, commitment and faith go hand in hand. But you know, there are places where are places in this life that you make a commitment and has nothing to do with our faith in God, or a person's faith in God. So different words have, of course, their own meaning. I did check a little bit in Webster's Dictionary, 1828 Dictionary, and I did find that that Webster defines commitment and faith as a separate word, and has a separate meaning. And commitment, the act of committing or sending to prison, a person who's committed to a prison, you know, that's one sense of the word. And it is committing has different meanings, and I'm not a pro at word studies, but the act, as Webster also puts the act of committing to the act of pledging or engaging, or the act of exposing or endangering. And so, you know, as we go through life, there's different places where we commit ourselves to. In other words, a airplane pilot, he commits himself to the air. He commits himself. There is a point when he goes down the runway. He has reached a point in the runway where there is no stopping. If he would put on the brakes at this point, he would overextend himself into the beyond the runway, and the plane would crash. So there's a point where he has to, he is committed to taking to the air and pulling back and putting all power to the engines, and, you know, just thrusting everything, all that he's got, and lunging forward, which takes him into the air. And if everything goes well, of course, he will soon be airborne, and he will continue on his flight. I believe that is somewhat of what I'm talking about this week as far as commitment. It is a place where we give ourselves to, and we commit ourselves, and we make that firm commitment in our mind, yes, I'm going to do it. I have come past the point of no return, and I'm going to do it. And speaking about past the point of no return, there's also a place in the Niagara River where they call the place of no return. Once you go down that river and you come to this certain place, you cannot get out of it except basically by a miracle. So, yes, commitment. And so let's look at Jacob this morning. It says here that Jacob vowed a vow, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And we see that Jacob was willing to put his life down. He was willing to lay his life out and tell the Lord that, you know, if you bring me back again to my father's house in peace, then you shall be my God. And I'm not sure what amount of faith that takes to say such a thing. But again, I would like to say that when I was a very young child, I made a commitment to God. And I told God that I wanted to serve him, even though I had no idea what that meant. But I just simply told God, I want to serve you. Was there faith there? I'm not sure. But I told God, I want to serve you. And God took me at my word, and he put many stepping stones in my way. He put some blockades in my way. Said, don't go this way, but go this way. Here's a clear path that I've laid out for you. Of course, as I was going down that, up that path, or whatever you want to call it, now, I didn't hear the word Lord whispering to me these things, these words, but it was just very clear as I, the Lord gave me light to step out. For every step, he gave me light. And and when we make a commitment, you know, we don't always know what the end is going to be or what we have to go through, whether we have to go through swamps, over mountains, through valleys, past the lion, snakes that we encounter along the way. We don't know where or exactly what is going to come into our path. But God knows, and he gives us light for the next step. And I really like that, just put our, and here's again, in some sense, I believe that faith and commitment, as far as the Lord is concerned, as far as Christianity is concerned, it's hard to separate them. It's hard to separate faith and commitment because, I committed myself to the Lord. I made a commitment to the Lord, and then the Lord gave me direction. The Lord gave me light for the next step, and I was able to put one foot in front of the other and by faith move on. So I don't know. Again, I guess I just want to say again, I don't know which comes first or if it can be separated, but I do know that it's very important to make that commitment, whether it be the first commitment to the Lord, that I, and like I said, like I talked about yesterday with Joshua, where Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. A firm commitment. And that's, again, what the thrust of the messages are this week, that we make a firm commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are willing to follow him at all costs. Put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is well able. He has taken many that through this path for a couple thousand years already, and he has given grace for people to go through all kinds of trials and all kinds of persecution. The Lord gives grace. If we're but willing to put one foot in front of the other and say, yes, Lord, I will. So, here we are again. We're at the end of my time here this morning. I don't want to keep you too long, so God bless you. And I just urge you to stay faithful, put your commitment in the Lord Jesus Christ, and stay faithful. Amen. Have a great day. God be with you. And again, feel free to give me a call.